And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning outside. Currently 40 degrees outside. And now joining us for Ask the Expert, we have Gary and Charles Skank joining us this morning. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, great. It's a beautiful, beautiful day out there. I have three verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The first verse is only two words, and it says, rejoice evermore. The next verse is three words, pray without ceasing. Next verse is, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And that is good admonition for all of us, Kyle.
Absolutely, and it's a good way to get started this morning. And again, we enjoy having you guys here in this morning. And Charles, good morning. What will you be talking about today? You're talking about retirement, correct?
That's right, Kyle. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. So at age 72, and it used to be age 70 and a half, the government has what they call an RMD. Stands for Required Minimum Distribution. And the truth is, your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, is a tax bomb. And, you know, a lot of times people talk to us and they say, I have no debt. I don't have any debt. Well, if they have an IRA, they have a debt to Uncle Sam. And at age 72, that tax bomb is going to start going off. And there was a special allowance made last year where people did not have to take their RMD for the year of 2020, but they have to for 2021. And there's some things need to be said about that. Some people turned their RMD off last year with their carrier. They didn't take it last year, so they turned it off. And if you're not careful, it might not come out this year. And the clock is running out on 2021. You need to get your RMD taken out for this year. In other words, if you don't,
there's a 50% penalty, Charlie. 50%. So Uncle Sam says, take your RMD, or you take it and you get half of it, and I get half of it.
That's
later.
Right. And so the RMD is about 3.6%, 3.7% starting out age 72.
Well, 72, yeah.
And so on $100,000, it's about $3,600.
Right.
If you don't take out that $3,600 as an RMD at age 72 and up, you're going to take out, as a penalty, you're going to take out $1,800 for yourself, and Uncle Sam's going to take out $1,800, and you're going to pay taxes on $3,600.
Right.
And so the RMD really has some teeth in it if you don't take that out and realize that income. And it's Uncle Sam's way of getting a bite out of your retirement. That's just the truth of it.
But Charlie, you know, there's some good news out there about RMDs, and that is that people that are giving to charity, giving to church, giving to schools, giving to whatever that's where there's a tax deductible gift, I believe anytime after 70 and a half or 70, whenever it is, you can give money to that charity instead of taking it home as an RMD, and you don't have to pay tax on it.
Yeah, that's a great thing that our clients have taken advantage of. And it actually starts at age 70 and a half when you can do a charitable RMD, so-called. So how it works is, let's say you have $100,000, and let's say whatever your annual giving at your church or charity is, you can tell the custodian, who is ever holding that RMD, say, I want X amount. I want $1,000. I want $2,000, whatever the amount is, up to $100,000.
Right.
Now, if you have an RMD of $100,000, that you're really you're really somebody. But that's the max. And what the custodian will do, and in most cases from our experience, they will send a check made out to the church or charity of your choice and they will send that check to you.
Right.
And so at church, you can drop it in the offering plate. You can give it to
the
treasurer or whoever you give that to. And some people say, well, I already get a deduction for giving on my taxes. How is this better?
Well, it's because it's not even income. It's, you're giving your you're getting credit for the whole thing, not just a portion.
A deduction is just a reduction of a portion of your taxes.
Right.
Whereas a charitable RMD, I give this example, if your income is $50,000 and you choose to give $5,000 to a charity, then the IRS still sees your income as $50,000. Even though $5,000 came in and was realized, $5,000 of income was realized to you, even though you gave it to charity, but you bypassed Uncle Sam by giving it to a charity. And so some people, you know, if they're going to give it to a church, they like to put have something to put in the offering.
Right. Right.
Every
week.
Well,
their neighbor might be watching them.
Right, right. You feel a little odd giving a larger check and at lump sum, like with the RMD, and not giving any of the rest of the year or whatever. So that's sort of a downside for some people. This has been a real saver for people because it can keep you from going into another income bracket.
Right.
And keep your taxes reasonable. So,
and if your custodian of your account is not familiar with this process, we can help you with this process. Even if you don't have money with any of our accounts, we can help you with this process to help you know how to make it work. We can help with your custodian. We can help your custodian to know how to make it work also.
Yeah, and it's even surprised me. Sometimes the tax man that people use, they don't really understand this.
Right.
But it's all above board. You can Google it, charitable RMD. And I would just remind people, you can save money by, if you're already giving to charity, get it out of your IRA and save some money. This is if you're over 70 and a half. Also, remember that RMDs were turned off for a lot of people or not required last year.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. And so.
But they're required this year. So if you turned them off last year, make sure they're turned on this year, because otherwise you could be paying 50% penalties on that money.
That's right.
That's right.
So very good.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank. And welcome back to Ask the Experts right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Gary and Charles Skank with us this morning. And gentlemen, we were talking retirement last segment, but also now talking a little life insurance as well.
So, Dad, there's a form of life insurance that a lot of people have, universal life insurance.
Right. That came out in the early 80s.
Right. There used to be whole life and universal life sort of...
hybrid.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid between whole life and term.
That's right.
Insurance. Term insurance. People get all this mixed up, but term insurance is like you... Like if you lease a building for a term, for a period of time, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, term insurance gives you coverage or protection for a term. And when that term is up, then you're out of protection, you're out of coverage. Just like when you lease a building for 5 years and you're out in 5 years. And whole life, originally, whole life and still is, coverage that lasts you for all of your life. And generally, the prices are level for all of your life, and no surprises. you're paying for it all the time, but no surprises. But Charles, this past week, I had one client call and say, you know, my husband, we just got this letter from the company, and I hadn't sold this policy, by the way, but they called me and they said, we just got this letter, and my husband's coverage went up about 6 or 7 times in price. And what they had was a 20-year term policy. and the 20-year term was up. And so the price went from whatever number to whatever number, about six times higher. And I said, we can't afford this. And I said, well, I understand. And then I had another client that sent me documents that they had received from a universal life policy. And the company is changing the cost going forward. And I still need to explore that. But the whole point of bringing this up here on the radio is so many people, you don't think about your life insurance. You know, you buy it and you put it in a drawer. You don't want to think about it because it means death. And you get correspondence and a lot of people don't pay attention to it. And so it's something that you want to get out and check on. And we can help you with that. We can help evaluate what you have and let you know what's going on with it and let you know what kind of surprises might be coming up.
You know, there's nothing worse than getting a phone call after a death. And they said, you know, mom or dad had life insurance.
Yeah.
Is this life insurance any good?
Yeah.
And maybe they had intentions back there, but somewhere along the way, things didn't go like they wanted them to. The life insurance is no longer good.
Right.
And if you're getting letters from a life insurance company, they're probably trying to tell you, hey, you've got to do something if you want to keep this in force.
Right.
You've either got to increase what you're putting into it or... So talk more about a hybrid universal life being a hybrid between whole and term.
Well, some of the... there's so much to talk about, but some of the universal life policies are actually guaranteed universal life policies, meaning that they're guaranteed, that never go up in price. And see, what happened back in the early 80s when these first rolled out, we were writing policies out there in the field, and the home office had no idea what the illustrations looked like that we were writing off of.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the client and the agent and the company, we all have a form that we sign that's in the policy delivery information that says, here's how this policy is supposed to perform. And now everybody understands what's going on, at least at the point of sale.
So the interest rates were higher back in the 80s.
Yeah.
When they were selling these policies, they were projected to do really good because the interest rates were so high.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
assuming they were always going to be high.
Yeah.
Now interest rates are almost
historically
zero.
Low and have been low for a long time.
And that really keeps the life insurance policies from performing like they'd projected for them to.
Right.
And so people are getting letters saying, hey, this life insurance is going to not last. It's
right.
going to crash and burn. It's going to go belly up if you don't do something.
Right. Right.
And so what can they do? What are their options if they get a letter saying...
Well, hey, they need to call us and they need to say, hey, help me out with this. And we can sit down and figure out whether it's best to keep this policy, whether... And let me say this. Maybe their health has really gone bad. Maybe they had a heart attack and they've got health issues and their health has really declined since they bought that.
And so even though the price is increasing, it's still a bargain because of their health.
But if they can't afford it, it's not a bargain. But the good news is, and we're kind of getting into a different subject, Charlie, but the good news is that sometimes there's a market for those policies. And so...
So it's not all bad news.
No.
If you get a rate increase, there might be a possibility that somebody else would want to buy that.
Right.
Policy
by that policy from you and
give you cash for it.
Right.
And
right. And we handle that kind of a situation.
Right.
Now those are going to be probably at least $100,000 policies or bigger that we're talking about, not small ones.
So what if I still have my health and I get a notice of an rate increase?
Well, we can go shopping if you have your health and your policies or prices are going through the roof. If you have your health, we can go shopping and...
Possibly beat that price then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's hope. So two things we've talked about today, RMDs.
RMDs, Charlie. We talk about all this stuff. And
required minimum distributions.
Yeah.
If you don't have them set up for 2021, get with us. If you want to do a charitable RMD, regardless of whether your money's with us or not, talk to us and we can give you instructions on that. Also, you don't want that penalty. Number two, on this life insurance, if you're getting notices that your life insurance is going up, and sometimes you can get a little numb to these letters, like, oh yeah, big deal. And then all of a sudden you don't have any coverage anymore. Or worse yet, something happens to you and your kids are getting nothing.
But Charlie, even if they don't get letters, they just need to get their policies out, get that information out. And some people don't have their policies. They don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
If you have the company, if you have any information, if you'll come in, we can figure out where those policies are. And we can get the company on the line, and we can get the information.
Yeah, so you can come in with nothing more than a company name,
right,
and your Social Security number,
yeah,
and we can get it figured out where you need to go,
right,
and what's going on with your policy.
Exactly right, and we can get it tuned up, and we can say this is a good place for you to be. And the other thing, Charlie, is people need to review their beneficiaries. Things change. Your ex-spouse may be your beneficiary, and you may not want your ex-spouse to be the beneficiary. So things change.
Right.
And maybe somebody passed away, whatever. We want to make sure your beneficiaries are like you want them to.
Very good. Very good. Well,
how can they find us, Charlie?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800. Or we're here in Coffeyville at 602-802 West 8th, right where the Kansas Teachers Credit Union used to be. And you can reach us there by 620-236-6930, 236-6930. And I just want to thank our listeners. We've had a great year because of you guys. Without you, we would not exist.
Right.
And
right.
Just cannot go without saying how meaningful you all are to us.
Right, right. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you for coming in today, and we will talk to you again on Friday. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.